Sports car sales collapse all around the world. U.S. car sales have not yet hit their peak, and diesels outsell all the other green cars put together. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily for November 12, 2014. GM's chief economist, the outspoken Mustafa Mahataram, says that analysts who say that car sales have hit their peak in the American market are nuts. Mahataram tells Wards that the population is higher, income is higher, and the vehicles are a lot better. He says the slow economic recovery is actually good for the auto industry since it does not create production imbalances. And the fact that the average car is over 11 years old actually extends the upcycle. Mahataram does not give out a forecast, but he says sales of 16.7 million will not be the peak. Last year, Nissan CEO told the execs in the company's U.S. operations they better hit 10% market share or else. Boy, nothing like a threat to motivate the organization. Now, Nissan is quickly catching up to Honda. It's only 115,000 vehicles behind in sales. Last year at this time, Honda's market share was 9.8%, but that's dropped to 9.4%. Nissan boosted its share from 8% last year to 8.5% this year. Honda can still brag it's beating them in retail sales, but there's no question, Nissan is closing the gap. Volkswagen just showed off some of its latest ways to squeeze out every drop of fuel it can. It's coming out with a new mild hybrid system with stop-start. But this is no regular stop-start. It'll shut the engine off at speeds under 7 kilometers an hour. That's about 4 miles per hour before you even come to a full stop. It even has a coasting function that'll shut the engine off at higher speeds when you lift off the accelerator. VW will also introduce the first 10-speed DCT, but it isn't forgetting about performance. With a little tweaking in the use of an electric booster, VW thinks it can take its new 2-liter TDI and ramp the horsepower up to almost 270. That's about 30 more. On the inside of its cars, it will better integrate its infotainment systems, functions, work on connecting passengers to the online world, and will also include the first self-learning navigation system. Still to come, diesels lead the green car hit parade. We get a sneak peek at a hybrid scooter and why sports car sales are cratering all around the world.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Looks like Americans now prefer diesels over electrified cars. Earlier this year, we reported on how diesels outsold hybrids in the American market. Well, now that gap is growing. Last month, diesels outsold hybrids, plug-ins, and electrics combined. The first time that has ever happened. Diesel sales were up 9% last month, while electrified cars fell more than 7%. Funny how falling fuel prices are blamed for the drop in hybrid and plug-in sales, but have not affected diesel sales at all. Speaking of hybrids, here's a cool hybrid scooter that's being developed in the Detroit area. With its 1.6-gallon gas tank, it has a 180-mile hybrid driving range with a top speed of about 50 miles an hour. It also has an 18 to 20-mile EV range with a 20-mile-an-hour top speed in EV mode, thanks to its removable lithium-ion battery. It's being developed by a company called Barreline Corporation, and we'll give you more details as this project develops. Did you know that the sports car market collapsed after the Great Recession and will probably never come back? Hey, that's what BMW says. The sports car market is now about half the size of what it was before. BMW blames a drop in the car's role as a status symbol in North America and Europe. And of course, rich Chinese buyers would rather be chauffeured. And that is why BMW is teaming up with Toyota on a new midsize sports car. because it allows them to split the cost in half. Coming up next, did you know that I personally am to blame for all of GM's problems? That's coming up next in You Said It.
Here's one of the great things about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires. Excellent traction.
Do you need a ladder?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. Richard S. wants to blame me and the rest of the media for GM's problems. GM can't put the fire out because you can't shut up about them. How come I hardly hear about Toyota, Honda, and Nissan, who have had millions of recalls lately? Sounds like your Fox hate network is still trying to bust the GM unions to me.
Yeah,
I confess, I'm completely to blame for GM's ongoing fiasco. If not for me, the world would not know that GM tried to sweep this fiasco under the rug, that it hid design changes, that it dragged its feet in responding to investigators, that it fired people for ignoring the problem, that it caused numerous fatalities and injuries and faces billions of dollars in lawsuits and fines. Sorry, I just couldn't help it. Ramon Rivera is not impressed with using software to stop car hackers. Solutions for car hacking are absurd, he says. They might work today, but hackers will eventually find a way. Cars are used for years, decades even. No software will prevent hacking. Ramon, the cybersecurity experts at TowerSec actually agree with you. Anti-hacking software is going to have to be updated every couple of years, they tell me. In fact, those updates could become part of the routine maintenance that people have to do with their cars, just like changing the oil or getting a tune-up. Phil kind of missed a point that I made. He says, I understand that a 25% tariff or chicken tax would keep lower price competitors out of the market, but I don't understand your leap of logic that says the tariff helps the domestic sell more premium, meaning high price pickups, out of the overall mix of pickups. I did not say that that helps them sell more premium pickups. I said the chicken tax helps the domestics get higher prices for their pickups. Look, if a flood of cheap imported pickups hit the U.S. market, you would definitely see prices come down for the F-150, the Silverado, and the Ram. Two Chris, Two Cross saw our report that the team players for Manchester United were not driving the Corvettes and Camaros that Chevrolet, the team sponsor, provided to them for free. He notes, perhaps the Manchester United players aren't driving the Camaros and Vets because they're left-hand drive. And you know, you could be right. Maybe the lads are afraid to drive around in cars with the steering wheel on the wrong side of the car. But that's why I said, none of them can be true enthusiasts. Me, I would relish the challenge. Hey, thanks for all your comments and letters. We truly like getting them. And be sure to join us tomorrow night for Autoline After Hours. Join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insider insight in the business. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.